Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. The Donnie Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Today, it's the Charlie Debrief. Very unsurprisingly, Charlie, before you start, Adam Crowley, who went to the same high school as our most recent guest, Alex Kirshner, noted that Alex was on the show. He went, Kirshner! I said, yeah. And then Crowley goes, I have decided to invite myself to Bloomington for a potential undefeated Maryland, undefeated Indiana matchup. Ah, yes, because something that subtly or not subtly involves drinking with your buddies, Crowley would want to invite himself to it. What a shock!
We've scheduled a preemptive, or in the process of planning a trip around Pittsburgh to find the best pint of Guinness, because he just went over to Dublin.
I'll tell you what, if Crowley invites himself on this trip and gets in my minivan, the guy's got to take Imodium and Pepto before he even gets in the car. Apparently he's not able to drink beer without his insides turning to mush.
Yeah, and then... especially on a bus.
I ain't stopping that minivan.
You can't go number two
on a party bus. I'm not stopping that van. Also, I may or may not already have a trip to Annapolis to watch Navy play in 2 weeks after that hypothetical Indiana-Maryland matchup, so that'll be an interesting one to explain to the missus. Anyway, what's your debrief subject for today?
The debrief, 10-3-2025. A trivia question for you, Mr. Mulsey. Do you know who has the two players who have the top two most receiving yards in a single season are? Who has number one and number two?
I am going to say number one is... I'm going to say the two are Cooper Kupp and Megatron.
You would be correct.
Yeah. I knew Megatron was one. I thought Tyreek Hill got pretty close 1 year, but I thought Cooper Kupp had the other top two spot there.
So Calvin Johnson had 1,964 receiving yards in 2012.
Disgusting season.
Cooper Kupp... in 2021, had 1,947 receiving yards.
Also a disgusting season.
This year, Puka Nacua is on pace for a flat 1,999 receiving yards. That would make him the number one all-time in a single season for receiving yards.
Man, he's already got 588. Holy God, and 52 catches? Oh.
So a follow-up question to all of this, Mr. Mulsey.
Yes.
Who was the quarterback for all three gentlemen that we talked about?
Matthew Q. Stafford.
Is Matthew Stafford one of the most underrated quarterbacks in NFL history?
Ooh, I like that. I don't know. He's underrated always confers the idea that, like, he never gets mentioned when you're talking about, like, the current best guys since he's active as a player. And if you're underrated as an all-timer, it's because, like, say, people never mention you when they're talking about their five best of a certain era. I don't know. I do feel like he's underrated now for only this reason. He's almost like your hipster's favorite quarterback, hipster fan. Everyone goes, oh, Mahomes, Lamar. Who else? Josh Allen will get mentioned, and there's like your big three, Joe Burrow, Joey Burr. And then like the wise, you get the guy who puts on the wise football knower cap, and they go, you're all forgetting about Matt Stafford. And it's actually probably right to call him underrated, because guess what? Who's the one guy who had the Eagles genuinely on the ropes last year in the playoffs? Seth Davis is in the building prowling around somewhere. More on prowling later in the show.
Oh boy.
Seth Davis, though, never worries about anything. If Kevin Dotson doesn't get called for a false start, he had Jalen Carter and the rest of that defensive line sucking wind, and he had made big throws. I firmly believe the Rams win that game last year. He should have beaten them this year in a rematch of that playoff game. I think he is underrated, even though you would have thought when he got the Super Bowl, he would have gotten his flowers. I think it's a little bit of a, you spent so many of your best years, at least in theory, in Detroit, when they were bad Detroit, and like the best you could do was maybe a 9-7 here that you scratched out, that he probably is underrated, yeah. I mean,
do you know how many Pro Bowls and All-Pros he has in his career?
He probably has zero first-team All-Pros.
Correct.
And then I would bet, with I'm about to look him up for other reasons, I'm going to guess Matt Stafford has like four Pro Bowls.
Two. And right now, if say he retires today,
yeah.
If I'm right, he would be just the second quarterback of all time. He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no doubt for me.
Second Hall of Fame quarterback to be in the Hall of Fame with a losing record.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's probably going to end up, that Rams team, I know they spit the bit last night, but I think they're pretty good. I think his overall record is going to end up over 500 by the end of this year. Like,
how many years does he have left, though, at 37?
Well, that's the thing. Like, his back is bad, but, or it's gimpy, it's whatever. It's not a trustworthy body part. But does his arm look any less snappy than it has? I mean, I think he's a former 1-1 pick. I think you have to treat him the way with the deference you treat like an Aaron Rodgers. I think he's got at least 2 or 3 years left if he wants to. And then if he has 2 or 3 years left and he's healthy, you immediately take what he's going to pass for this year. So he's going to end up at like 63,000 plus, maybe 64,000 yards this year. Give him another 10, he's at 74,000 yards. And you'd have the storyline that he's missed a half season as recently as 2022, half of a season in 2019, most of a season in 2010, and only started 10 games in 2009. So he started 227 games. He's got 388 touchdowns. He's got 61,000 plus yards. He does have the most interceptions, I think, in that like time frame. Compare his numbers to Ben Roethlisberger's. I know people are going to get mad that I'm about to do this.
Oh, boy.
Ben in 249 games, so 22 more games, 64,000 passing yards, 418 touchdowns, 211 picks. Their career passer ratings, by the way, are very similar. Ben's 93.5, Stafford is 91.5. I think the Rams, despite laying an egg last night, are still a serious Super Bowl contender. Here's a question I would have loved to ask Pony today. If Matt Stafford wins another Super Bowl this year, he'll have probably had to go through two really good quarterbacks, bare minimum, to do it. The Eagles with Hurts, who's a really good quarterback and team. Or maybe the Lions with Goff, the guy mm-hmm. he got traded for. And then probably, if we're being safe, one of Mahomes, Allen, or Jackson. Although the Ravens seem like they're in hell right now, right?
Allen Jackson.
Yes. Chattahoochee or whatever. Great song where he's just jet skiing down that river. If he does that, wins two, he would have then gone, what, 2 for 2? He'd have only gone to two, and he'd have beaten Burrow in one, another contemporary great player. How could you deny him being every bit as good a career other than wins and losses? And we know he was on a crap team for the first how many years of his career. How could you not say he was at least as good as Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd put him in that tier. We always ask, like, would Ben have been great enough to turn around the Browns had they been smart and picked him? And Pony has always, like, insisted yes. And I think I zero out at, yeah, probably. He's so physically gifted, he would have figured out a way. Stafford is the actual litmus test for that, or the case study for that. very talented all-time great quarterback who went to a garbage team, got him to 10-6 by his first full year as a starter. They had an 11-5 season with him. They had a couple of 9-7s. He helped a team in a franchise that couldn't get out of its own way get out of its own way.
And if you think about all those quarterbacks in that era that he was playing with or playing around from like 2009 to, let's, I'm going to say like 2015, he still had Breeze, Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, as you said, Aaron Rodgers. So he did get overshadowed, kind of like how he's been overshadowed his entire career by, I don't want to say better quarterbacks, but more household name quarterbacks.
I think he's underrated. I think it's a good, I like that topic from you. I think he's underrated both contemporarily because he's not like the new young guy on the block still, like that group I mentioned. And all time, I think he gets overshadowed by the same guys. But like, if you give me a healthy Matt Stafford in a one game situation, man, do I feel good.
Oh, yeah.
He's way up there on the like healthy one game for my life on the line. Absolutely.
Somebody on the text line said, who is the other Hall of Fame quarterback with a losing record? It is Joe Namath.
He does have a losing record. I think he's got more interceptions than touchdowns, too. All right.
Correct.
Good debrief. I like that one. That was a very good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.